A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association says exercising harder may not help you lose more weight. Researchers found no significant difference between women who did moderate exercise and those who did higher intensity workouts. Researchers say diet plus the duration of the exercise seems to be the keys to success. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
It's not just the American public that gets bombarded with recommendations about the best way to lose weight. By the end of last decade, researchers like John Jakicic were also trying to ignore the fads and take their cues from official sources.
In 1995, 1996, the CDC and the American College of Sports Medicine came out with the guidelines of 30 minutes a day. And then in 1996, the Surgeon General's report on health came out. And it suggested, again, 30 minutes 5 days a week would be adequate to improve health.
And control weight. John Jakicic directs the Physical Activity and Weight Management Research Center at the University of Pittsburgh. By the time he and his colleagues began this new study of overweight, non-active women in 1999, Jakicic realized 30 minutes wasn't a realistic weight loss target.
Because we were starting to look at the data, we were finding that the people that were successfully controlling their weight were doing about twice that amount of activity.
Sure enough, by 2002, the Institute of Medicine at the National Academy of Sciences was recommending 60 minutes 5 times a week. So Jakicic designed a study to try and measure whether exercising at higher intensity levels would burn more calories than moderate exercise. Researchers recruited 4 groups of overweight women who exercised for different lengths of time and at different intensity levels. 3/4 of the women chose brisk walking as their main form of activity. And Jakicic says his study had a stronger focus on diet than earlier research.
All 4 groups got the same eating behavior plan. So they all were reducing calories to about 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, reducing their fat intake to about 20 to 30% of their calories throughout the course of the day.
Which Jakicic says was far more important than what type of exercise they did. By the end of 12 months, the women in the higher intensity workout group lost about 9 pounds on average, while the women in the moderate intensity group lost 8 pounds.
We found that the duration of exercise seems to be the most important thing, because that's the thing that's going to translate the most into calories burned. And the intensity, as long as it was moderate or greater, didn't seem to make a big difference.
Jakicic adds that both the 30-minute and 60-minute recommendations are correct when it comes to other positive health benefits of exercise, like lowering cholesterol and the risks of diabetes and heart disease.
But if we want more weight loss, and we want to be able to sustain greater weight loss, then we do have to go higher in terms of exercise. And it just depends on what are people willing to do based upon what they want to accomplish.
That may be the biggest challenge of all.
I think the question people ask is not how much physical activity do I need to be healthy, but rather how little physical activity can I do and get away with.
Aimin Lee is an associate professor of medicine at Harvard. She wrote an editorial accompanying the new study. Lee hopes women won't view this study as a reason to slack off on their exercise goals. She urges doctors to help patients meet that 30-minute goal by breaking it down to 10-minute bouts throughout the day. It's critical for women because statistics say 72% don't take part in leisure time physical activity. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.